Tommy's Tavern.
Buzz, I'm not sure whether you can hear us down boundary side and whether you've been able to track down Greg Mallor.
Yes, he's standing right alongside me. Greg, I can sense the frustration, mate. I'm sure you're pleased with the effort, the endeavour, but frustrated you couldn't get quite over the line at the end.
Yeah, I'm pretty flat. It was a strong effort for four quarters, but in the end we created enough opportunities, but we just couldn't get the job done. So we're disappointed. You know, 120 minutes worth of work and walk away with nothing.
But is the missed shots the main thing that you sit back now and reflect that that's where the game was won and lost, or was there something you felt dropped off late in the final term, that, or was it St Mary's picking up something, or a combination of all three?
Well, I think it's probably a bit of everything. You know, when you have games where you either win or lose by, you know, 6 points, 12 points, you generally tend to make your own luck, and both sides are going to get a look at it, and we had a look at it, and we weren't able to finish, and that was both offensively and defensively.
Greg, thanks for joining us post-match, especially after a loss. We look at the performance today, and as an outsider, we look at the margins that we gave as we thought St Mary's would win by. We thought you'd be competitive, but they've ranged from 3 goals to about 6 goals. And I just got the sense maybe with your players that, you know, I don't know whether they think, well, people externally think we're no chance of beating St Mary's. Yeah, they think we'll have a crack and we've improved. Is there still a bit of belief that needs to build among this group? That
Who thinks that?
No, well, just like the external, you know, as a media observer and stuff like that, we come here today and I said 3 goals would be, or 4 goals would be the margin. And you surprised us, which is fantastic. But do the players still need that belief that they can knock over an elite team in the competition?
Well, the players think they can win, yep. So we don't really care what other people think.
Yep. Yeah, it's fair. I know what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to get it out. Well played, Greg. Give us a positive out of the day.
Oh, well, we gave ourselves an opportunity to win. So that's what we intend to come up, make front up every week, make sure we give ourselves the best opportunity we can to win, and we gave ourselves a chance and we weren't good enough to get it done. So that's about as positive as it gets.
Greg, I felt in the start of the second quarter your pressure really lifted and probably got you back into the game and set the tone for the rest of the three quarters. Was that a big focus at quarter time, like a real thing to hone in on?
Well, I felt like it shifted during the first quarter, and I felt like we were able to get into the fight. And so we certainly reinforced that at quarter time, and players were able to, we started to get our hands on the footy and were able to get some shape through the contest, and then, you know, move the ball forward. So, we certainly reinforced at quarter time.
Yeah, sort of like you stemmed their flow, and then in turn, on the back of the pressure, you actually had a lot better ball movement as well. So it was really good to watch.
Yeah, well, winning contested ball gives you that opportunity. We know they're a really good side, so we had to try and take away their time and space when they had the footy, and, you know, force pressure on them, and try and turn the football over. Yep. I felt like, you know, for large parts of the game, we were able to do that.
Yeah, I thought you did it pretty well. Yep.
Lachie Hanley's improvement as a player, Greg, you've seen him evolve from the time he got back from his Falcons stint, and obviously played a lot of footy junior-wise at Geelong West, but how have you seen his evolution through the first half of the season?
He had a bit of an injury layoff in pre-season. He broke his thumb, I think, in cricket grand final. Started the first game in the twos, coming back from injury, and, you know, just continues to build. He's a class player, uses the ball really well, and, you know, brave, really brave, fits him well in our back line, team orientated, selfless player.
How much did you miss Tyler Watts today?
Oh, I think we certainly probably could have done with a tall key forward.
Yep.
So a lot.
Yep. How do you spend the next fortnight? What do you do with the players? We just spoke to Robbo and he said they'll get a freshen up, spend some time away from the club. How do you approach your week off before taking on Lara post-break?
You know, we've got a lot of uni boys, so a lot of them will head home, but the rest of them will train. I mean, we've just come off 3 weeks' break, so I'm not sure what Robbo's doing.
I think he had a holiday booked.
I've got one too, but the boys will be doing work. I think it's really important that they'll continue to do some work, because with the three week layoff or 28 days between the games, there'll be a lot of the likelihood of doing soft tissue injuries increasing, so there'll be some volume that the boys will need to do, whether that's at our club or at home. If they're going back to home, that'll be up to them.
Greg, we really appreciate your time. Commiserations today, but it was a cracking game of footy. The pressure was immense, and if that's what we're going to get in the second half of the season and rolling into the finals that hopefully you're involved in, where we're set for a great run to the September part of the year, and we can't wait for that. And really enjoyed watching your boys for the first time today, and can't wait to see you again in action as we run to September.
No worries, Kingy. Thanks for getting on our game. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Greg. Good to talk. Greg Mellor there, the coach of the Geelong West Giants, joining us post-game there. Miami's Tavern.